Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network.
Y'all ready for this?
This is the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast presented by Weichert Realtors, the Griffin Company.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
He is a loathsome, offensive brute, yet I can't look away.
This is the business we've chosen.
South Carolina throws it in, the horn sounds, and this ball game is over. South Carolina leads from wire to wire, and they hand the Razorbacks their fourth conference loss in five games, 77-64 the final. Hey, welcome in. Glad you're here. As we begin the new week on the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast, presented by Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company, and brought to you in part by the Bet Saracen app. I wish that I could offer some thoughtful analysis on this Razorback basketball team as we begin the new week. Some explanation that would wrap all this up into a nice little box, and we could all comprehend and fully understand what's going on. But of course I can't do that, and I've not heard anybody else who can do that either, including the head coach. And so right now it's just hard to know what to say. Other than the Razorbacks got beat on Saturday and South Carolina led wire to wire. And, you know, there were points in the ball game in the second half where it looked like Arkansas was going to make a little run, but there was never a point, quite frankly, where I thought Arkansas was going to win the game. And generally, there's a point in most games where at least the thought crosses my mind that this is how they can win. But I got to tell you, Saturday, for the most part, once we got past the early, really, you didn't even have to get past the early stages, it was pretty evident who was going to win the game. You know, when you go through the final numbers, as we always do at the ends of games, you know, sometimes you can say, well, this was a key area. They beat them right here, and this is why they won the game. When you look at the numbers right now, I mean, it's pretty much everything. You know, Arkansas, they block shots. They do block shots. They're the nation's leader in that, or at least right at the leader spot. They kind of alternate between 1, 2, and 3. They were 1 going into the game. I don't know where they are coming out of the game. But they block shots on defense. But that's really the one thing that they do and really the only thing that you can hang your hat on. Offensively, they get to the foul line when things are going well. Didn't go well Saturday until the second half. I think they were 3 of 4 from the line in the first half. That's just not their recipe for scoring points and winning games. You can hear the frustration. You can feel the frustration. And when Musk talks about his basketball team, both ends of the floor, offensively, defensively, you can feel the frustration emanating from his body. This is what he said about the defense postgame.
We haven't guarded the three all year. It's our issue to fix as a staff, but we're doing the same drills we did when we led the nation in defending three. And I don't like to talk about the past, but have found myself doing that a lot this year. I mean, we know who their shooters are. We knew BJ, I mean, we talked about it. They're all assigned a color on the strength of shooting ability. We played zone. We played switch, pick and roll. We had tried everything tonight and none of it was successful. And it's not going to be successful unless everybody's connected. Everybody's communicating on the floor. Doesn't matter if you play zone, play man, trap. The toughness, the effort, all that stuff's got to improve.
Great defensive teams have been Musk's hallmark since he's been here. And it was really the hallmark, I'm sure, when he was in Nevada. I didn't pay attention to it then. Maybe some of you did. Thankfully, Hunter Yurecek did. But I know at Arkansas, defense has been what they've been able to hang their hat on. And there have just been a lot of breakdowns. You know, they've given up points off the dribble drive. They gave up points Saturday off the pick and pop. They don't get out on the three. I mean, there's just a lot of things that they've struggled to do defensively. But there have been struggles on the offensive side as well. Their tempo's not great. There have been areas at the point guard spot that they've needed to improve on all year long. This is Musk talking about that side.
Well, I think since I've been here pushing the ball, if you guys ever see me tell the team to hold up and walk it up, that would be the first time that we've ever done it in the 10 years that I've coached college. So we need our point guards to push the ball with pace, and we need our wings to run, and we need a big to be a rim runner. All things that we talk about every day in our opportunity break. They do a pretty good job of transition defense too. I mean, South Carolina is a really, really good defensive team. When you can beat your man off the dribble, dribble and then find a teammate, that's a start. We have a lot of guys right now that don't know how to set their man up off the ball. I mean, if you watch guys trying to get open, we don't get open enough. We don't cut hard enough. All areas that we've got to continue to try to talk to the team, show them guard play to beat people off the bounce. And then even they had one-on-one situations at their end where they, you know, BJ Mack backed us down. I haven't seen us do that enough 1 through 5 position.
I mean, again, can you not hear the frustration, feel the frustration in what he's saying? I know that they're coaching it the same way they did last year and the year before and the year before that, and the same way he's probably done it throughout his collegiate career for whatever reason. You know, it seems to be going in one ear and out the other. As my parents used to say, they'd tell you to do something and then you do something different, and I can still hear my mom saying, well, it just goes in one ear and out the other. And it just kind of seems that way right now with this basketball team. They've got a tough week ahead. It's a tough week. They've got to go to Ole Miss. They'll travel tomorrow. They'll play Ole Miss Wednesday night, 8 o'clock. It's going to be a late game. They're going to be late getting back in. And then they've got to play Kentucky on Saturday. You know, when you look ahead, 3 of the next 4 games are on the road, and the home game's Kentucky. And when you're not playing well, everything is daunting. Every schedule looks difficult. When you're not playing well, there's just no relief in sight. But 3 of the next 4 on the road, and the home game's Kentucky. That's what's out there. Next week, you got to go to Mizzou. You got to go to LSU. In a normal year, you think those are winnable games. You can go win those games. I don't know. Maybe we get to that point and we say that now. But right now, coming out of South Carolina, you don't really feel it when you say that. Maybe at the end of this week, we will. Ole Miss is obviously a lot better under Chris Beard. And Kentucky's Kentucky. Plus, they got that 7-2 guy, Big Z, as they're calling him. And he looked pretty good in their game on Saturday. So Kentucky is loaded. I was looking at the standings in the SEC as we begin the new week. Auburn's the only unbeaten team in conference play now. They're 5-0. Now, they've got to go to Alabama on Wednesday night. There are 2 games tomorrow night, 4 games on Wednesday night. One of the games Wednesday night's Auburn and Alabama in Tuscaloosa. Now, if Auburn wins that game and they move to 6-0, I'm not going to say they're going to be hard to catch because Tennessee and Kentucky are perfectly capable, but that would be a huge win for them. It would probably be as bad a loss for Alabama as it would be a great win for Auburn. But Auburn's 5-0, Tennessee and Kentucky, Alabama, they're all 4-1. Georgia, South Carolina, LSU, 3-2. Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Florida, Texas A&M, 2-3. The Razorbacks are the only 1-4 team. Mizzou and Vanderbilt are 0-5. Mentioned Alabama and Auburn on Wednesday night. 2 games tomorrow night. Kentucky goes to South Carolina. You know, South Carolina, one of the things that made their win over Arkansas so big on Saturday on the road was, number one, it's their second road win of the year, but they got to play Kentucky on Tuesday night. They get them at home, though. That's tomorrow night on the SEC Network. And then Missouri plays at Texas A&M. Missouri's got to win a road game if they're going to get their first win of the season. Wednesday night, LSU at Georgia, Auburn and Alabama, Mississippi State at Florida, and, of course, the Razorbacks at Ole Miss. Hey, if you're buying or selling a home, Weikert Realtors, the Griffin Company, is the name you need to remember. You know, when you move into a new year, it's kind of a new beginning, so to speak. It's a way we mark time, obviously. Perhaps 2024 is going to bring a new beginning for you. Might mean a new house. Might mean sell the one you got, buy a new one. Whatever your situation, if you find yourself in the real estate market, Weikert Realtors, the Griffin Company, are the trained professionals. And now more than ever, you need someone in your corner that understands the market, understands the area where you are. Sometimes it's the neighborhood, sometimes it's the block, sometimes it's literally street by street. That's how fast things can change. And whether you're a buyer or a seller, you want someone who's well-versed in every aspect of the market, and that's what you get with Weikert Realtors, the Griffin Company. That was my experience. multiple times. And I think that'll be your experience as well. Now, they've got an office in Fayetteville. They're in Springdale, Bentonville, Fort Smith. They're in Branson now. And you can always log on to WikerGriffin.com.
Chuck, man, I tell you what, I'd rather listen to you and watch the game at the same time. That way there I get some good commentary.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Third down, Love, the time again. Hard throw, and it's picked off. Dre Greenlaw has it. Cutting back, Greenlaw. Still on his feet, and now is taken down, and there's the big play. The Niners get on defense. Love, pressure up the middle, runs away, throws across his body, and that is picked. 49ers have it. Greenlaw still up. He needs to get down. Greenlaw still on his feet.
He's got
to
go down.
Just go down, and the game's over. San Francisco takes over.
Well, our boys did pretty well yesterday in the NFL playoffs. That was Dre Greenlaw. Two picks in the Niners' victory over the Packers, 24-21. That was actually Saturday night. The second one wrapped up the ball game as San Francisco moved on to the NFC Championship game. And lo and behold, as it turns out, Frank Ragnow and the Detroit Lions will be their opponents. They outlasted the Bucks 31-23 yesterday. This was Frank when it was over.
To me, the pain, I'm not trying to sound like some brute tough guy here, but I was just more frustrated than anything, the fact that it just, again, you know, it was tough, but it was worth it.
What allows you to play through that?
My parents, I don't know. My dad was one of the toughest people I've ever met. My mom's one of the toughest people I've ever met. And I just take a lot of pride in being out there with the guys, being out there for the city. They signed me to this extension a few years ago, and I want to be fulfilling that, you know. I don't want to be that guy who gets paid and not doing that stuff, you know. I want to be out there and finding a way to win.
Those are a couple, if you really delve into Dre Greenlaw and Frank Ragnow, a couple of remarkable stories. You know, it's a million to one to get where they are to begin with. And everyone has struggles. Everyone has, you know, sometimes obstacles that aren't even of their doing that are placed before them. And both these guys did. And for them to get there, couldn't be happier for them. It's hard to know which team to root for. I'm obviously pulling for both players. Now, as a lifelong Cowboys fan, I hate the Niners. I've hated them ever since Dwight Clark caught that pass. The pass, as Niners people call it. That pass, as Cowboys fans call it. But I'm just not a Niners guy. But Dre Greenlaw is hard to pull against now. And Frank Ragnow and the Lions, what a great story that is. And they'll meet in the NFC Championship game. That'll be on Sunday. That will be the nightcap. It'll be on Fox. 5:30 is when that one will kick off. And then there's Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs moving on to the championship game.
Second down, launch wide open. Kelce has the touchdown.
The guy just finds a way. I mean, he just does. He finds a way to win the game. I thought Buffalo would win this game. I thought Josh Allen was great. I mean, he was running all over the place. I thought he was great. But Mahomes just found a way to win. The Bills kicker missed that field goal. And I know he feels terrible, and everybody's on him today. Mahomes had plenty of time to come back down. If that kick had been good, Kansas City would have scored. They'd have won the game in regulation, I think. You got to tip your cap to Pat Mahomes. But they'll play Lamar Jackson and the Ravens on Sunday, 2 o'clock for that one, then the Niners and the Lions. And as I look at the Bet Saracen app, Baltimore's a 3.5-point favorite, and the Niners are up by 6.5. Wow, that's a lot of points in the NFC Championship game. Going to be a busy week, and if you've not downloaded the Bet Saracen app, you need to do so. Hey, maybe it's been a great football season for you. Maybe as we come down to the end with the conference championship games and the Super Bowl. Maybe you're just counting your money. Maybe you got to come back. You know, maybe you got a little work to do. There's college basketball all week long. There's the NBA. There's the conference championship games in the National Football League. And they've got you covered at the Bet Saracen app. If you've not downloaded it, when you do, you'll find out very quickly why it's Arkansas's favorite sports betting app. It really is Vegas, Arkansas style. And there are going to be all sorts of in-game possibilities, wagering possibilities when the Razorbacks play Ole Miss on Wednesday night. You're going to be able to, if you want to go traditional, they got over-under money line. If you want to get a little exotic, in fact, if you want to get a lot exotic, they've got opportunities for that as well at the Bet Saracen app. If you've not downloaded it, do it today. They've got a how-to-play video. They'll get you ready to rock and roll with the Bet Saracen app. All right, we've got a lot to pay attention to. Maybe this will be the week the Razorbacks right the ship. Who knows? We'll be watching. We'll see what happens. Again, the Hawks travel tomorrow. It's a late game. It's a late game on Wednesday night to accommodate the SEC Network. So we'll have a preview when we get together on Wednesday. Hope you have a great week. Be careful out there as you navigate through the winter weather. Keep warm. We'll talk during the middle of the week. Until then, thanks for listening.
Subscribe to the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast. Go to hitthatline.com or search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't forget to rate, review, and share.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.